This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, October 22nd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Dowling. Here's today's headlines. RNG defends LCFS. Highway 99 gets $98 million. Amid campaign, ag groups make case for pesticides and biotech. RNG rebukes claims of LCFS raising gas prices. The Coalition for Renewable Natural Gas says oil groups and environmentalists are throwing shade at the low-carbon fuel standard. Yesterday, the coalition fired back at claims that a pending update to the LCFS would substantially raise gas prices for Californians. The trade group pointed to a fact sheet CARB released last week illustrating a marginal impact overall on prices from LCFS. The RNG coalition argued the update would actually reduce prices by drawing greater fuel diversity and supporting wider electrification. The coalition also pointed to an independent analysis to refute many of the old chestnut arguments that pro-oil groups have historically used to undermine public confidence in clean fuel programs. Now keep in mind, the RNG coalition has been a staunch advocate for dairy digesters and has fought to correct the record against environmental justice assertions against dairy farmers. Caltrans awards $98 million to widen 99. Funding from the U.S. Department of Transportation's nationally significant multimodal freight and highway projects grant program will pour $98.4 million to widen roughly 5.5 miles of a Tulare County stretch of Highway 99. In a statement from Representative Jim Costa of California, Woodlake City Mayor Rudy Mendoza attributed the award to effort by Central Valley congressional leadership. He added that the 4-to-6-lane expansion will increase safety and reduce congestion on America's most dangerous road. The project will feature reconstruction of 4 ramps at the Page Avenue multimodal interchange, which will add 1 lane in each highway direction. Shared use path will also be constructed on either side of Page Avenue. USDA aims to improve coordination on wildlife corridors. The Agriculture Department is launching an effort to better utilize conservation programs to create corridors for wildlife to pass through, Secretary Vilsack announced yesterday. Through a memorandum, Vilsack directed the Natural Resources Conservation Service, Farm Service Agency, Forest Service, and Animal and Health Plant Inspection Service to consider wildlife habitat connectivity in their program planning efforts. He also suggested they improve inter-jurisdictional coordination with states, tribes, and other federal agencies on wildlife corridor efforts. Wildlife don't recognize human boundaries, Vilsack said in the memorandum. Migratory waterfowl, shorebirds, songbirds, pollinators, and hoofed mammals all traverse the nation seasonally. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West next.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance.
This is AgriPulse Daybreak West. Ag groups call out Kennedy, though not by name. And what appears to be a response to claims amplified by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. about the dangers of modern agriculture, nearly 270 farm groups from across the country are warning leaders of the House and Senate agriculture committees about the importance of inputs such as pesticides. A letter dated October 14th that was shared with AgriPulse
doesn't directly mention the Make America Healthy Again initiative being advanced by Kennedy as a part of Donald Trump's presidential campaign. But the letter says that in recent weeks, we have observed significant misunderstandings regarding tools farmers, ranchers, public health officials, land managers, and others need to produce our nation's food, fuel, and fiber supplies, maintain public health initiatives, protect public lands, and preserve infrastructure, among other uses. The groups also say products created using biotechnology are safe. Genetic improvement technologies are likewise essential for continued U.S. agricultural productivity, sustainability, and competitiveness, they said. Why it matters? Well, Kennedy said in a recent Wall Street Journal opinion piece that if Trump wins, he could, quote, revisit pesticide and other chemical use standards. He said the European Union has banned or proposed to remove from the market dozens of pesticides still used in the U.S. RFK Jr. has specifically called out glyphosate, the active ingredient in Roundup, as a carcinogen and criticized U.S. agriculture's dependence on biotechnology to produce pesticides and herbicides. He's also linked to the presence of endocrine disruptors in tap water to gender confusion in children. It's impossible to use the legislative process to ban glyphosate or to ban high fructose corn syrup, Kennedy told the Detroit News editorial board recently. They're too politically powerful. I'm going to create enough science identifying these exposures and the impacts of them so that then the lawyers will come in and sue. USDA issuing $2.1 billion in annual payments. Some $2.14 billion in Conservation Reserve Program payments and commodity program subsidies are going out to farmers and landowners this week. Annual CRP payments, including transition incentive program payments, total $1.7 billion. Colorado has the largest acreage enrolled in CRP at 2.98 million acres. Next is South Dakota, 2.63 million, followed by Nebraska at 2.42 million, Texas at 2.23 million, and Kansas at 2.04 million. Total CRP enrollment has risen to nearly 26 million acres after USDA accepted 2.2 million into the program. The Farm Service Agency also is issuing more than $447 million in payments to farmers through the Agriculture Risk Coverage and Price Loss Coverage programs. Here's today's final word. California must be ready by continuing our investments in flood infrastructure, advancing the science and tools to forecast storms, and encourage all Californians to be prepared. At Carla Nemeth, Director of the Department of Water Resources, making the start of Flood Preparedness Week. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, October 22nd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.